We have a few children that are here this morning. We'll have them come forward for a brief children's message. Go ahead and come on down. Yeah. Oh, we got a good crowd. Come on down. We're going to have to squeeze in here. Yep. Go ahead and sit right there. There you go. Good morning. I'm going to sing something to you. Yeah, you might have to kneel. Thanks, Ellie, for being adjusting. Ring around the roses, a pocket full of posies. How's it go? Ring around the roses, a pocket full of... Go ahead.
Ring around the roses, pocket full of posies, ashes, it all falls out.
Wow, great.
Jeez.
That was way more than what I was thinking. That was awesome. So, very good. That was very good. And your name? What's your name? Cece. Good job. That was impressive. How many of you have heard that before? How many of you have heard that little song? Yeah, you've heard it before? So it's a game, isn't it? So maybe we all, let's just all get on the same page. It's a game. Ring around the roses, a pocket full of poises. Ashes, we all fall down. So what you do when you play the game, you get into a circle and you sing that song, right? And the word down is said, and what does everyone do? They all fall down. You go down to the ground, and whoever's the last one to go down sits out. That's the way we played it. And you keep going round by round until there's just one person that's left. Is that how you play the game? No, that's the way I played the game.
All right. It's a fun activity to do.
It is a fun activity, yeah. Well, we started our church service here this morning, recognizing that we're starting the season of Lent. What does that mean? Last Wednesday was something special called Ash Wednesday. And if you were here at church, I know some of you were here, we had ashes put on. If you can go ahead and just go one slide further, Seamus, in the back. Yep. And maybe you had this done, but all Christians went to church, many of them. But Christians hold this very sacred. It's a moment to place ashes on our forehead. Why the ashes? The ashes remind us that we have sin. Sin is a part of our lives. And the ashes are kind of like reminding us that we are down, like the song, right? Ring around the roses, a pocket full of poises, ashes, we all fall down. Sorry, what is it? I keep messing it up. Ring around the roses, a pocket full of poises. All right, there you go. All right, so we say that and we all fall down. Now, it's because we sin that we fall down. And this is what we need to remember here today. We sin when we hurt God or we hurt others. That's how sin happens. So how could we hurt God? How could we do that? Any ideas? Do you know? How could we hurt God? Maybe not. Yep, Andrew. By sinning, yep. But let's think, maybe by not following through on what he commands. That's a way to sin against God. Yep. Yes. Being bad, yep. Maybe not behaving the way that he wants us to. God wants us to love and to share peace with others, and we sin when we don't do that. Good answer. How do we sin against others? How do we hurt others? What do you think?
Hitting.
We'd never do that. Yeah. Biting them. Yeah, that's hurting. That's definitely not a good thing. How else can we hurt someone? Yep.
Well, this one is an okay thing to do because in wrestling you might accidentally get hurt because we have tough moves in wrestling.
Yeah.
But it's okay if you get hurt in wrestling.
Yeah. I don't think so. No, I think you're right. I don't think wrestling's a sin if it's in the sport, but yes.
You don't
Yeah. But sometimes it can happen.
But it doesn't mean we didn't. It doesn't mean we didn't do it.
Yeah. Right. That's true. That's a good way to think of it. Well, today at church, we're going to hear something about John the Baptist. He said this, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And what I want you to remember with that, hold on, guys, Andrew and Miles, listen. What I want you to remember with that is that Jesus died for you. Jesus gave his blood up for you. Jesus forgives you. And the opposite happens. You get to stand up. You get to live forever. So sin makes us fall down. Sin makes us hurt others. Sin makes us hurt God. But let's hear today how we can stand up and win in life. And Jesus gives us the joy and hope. We're going to hear about how he is the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. And guess what? In the game, Ring Around the Roses, only one person wins. When we're with Jesus, everybody wins. Everyone stands up. So let's remember that today. Thanks for coming up. Good participating. You can go back to your parents.